You gotta understand, fish and chips is a big deal.
The best fish and chip shop to me in Lyttelton was West's.
Greasy Greeks was for fish, if you just wanted fish and chips.
Yes, that was the one that had fresh fish, and then it became a fish and chip shop after the one on the corner sold down, closed down, and became a fruit and veggie shop.
Oh, I used to go to Chang's, and it's not even there anymore. Chang's fish and chip shop. It's now, I think, Freeman's restaurant on the corner along London Street. Used to go there once a week. Fridays was fish and chip day.
There was Robinson's, yeah, Chan's. Yeah. There was Chan's for quite good. Yeah. Then across the road was Tally's. Yeah. They weren't too bad. Then they moved from there down to the bottom street. Yeah. But West's.
I can still remember as a kid, television early. We didn't have television. But then my granddad, my grandma and granddad got a television. And the treat was to go on a Friday night, watch television, black and white television. Not the colour. At my grandma and granddad's place, and we would go down to Chang's and get fish and chips. That was a treat.
We went to Chang's Cafe on the corner of London Street and Canterbury Street. So Chang's Cafe, which is now Freeman's, back in the day was a fish and chip shop and a Chinese takeaway, but it also had tables there. So I'm sure you've heard lots of stories of the full market tables, and it had like a jukebox in the ceiling, and you'd put money in the thing on the side and then choose your song. And so Chang's, if it was anyone in my family's birthday, would always go to Chang's for tea.
Yeah, Mrs. Chang, yeah. Oh, she used to be funny, used to. She'd always, Dad would always order number 9 on a Thursday. And cause he used to work, when he worked in there, when they built the new port building, you know, the one that's been pulled down now,
yeah.
He used to work there. So every Thursday he'd be walking home. She'd run out with his tea at 5 o'clock. Number 9, Mr. Wilkes. And she, you know, probably even if he didn't go past, she's probably still cooked it for him. she was a lovely lady.
Oh, yeah, she was really nice because there'd be people who'd go there, every Sunday night, and the same people would come, and she would go out and see them and talk to them, and she was really nice. She knew all the regulars, and she'd always make an effort to go out and see them and talk to them.
She was the best. It was by far, far superior than what we get now. And they used to do, used to dine in, and they used to have these little, like, jukeboxes in your little table, and you could put some music on. It was all very high tech for us back then. And she would come out and bring a little plate of bread that had margarine on it, which was very, very decadent back then.
And they had little wee music things, like the American ones, the jukebox little ones,
yeah,
that you could select your song and it would play.
And you'd put your 20 cent, well, it wouldn't have been 20 cents, it would have been pounds, shillings and pence, and it would play you a hit song of the day.
For 1 shilling, 3 pieces of fish and batter, chips like this, and for threepence more, a meat patty that big and that thick. Absolutely the best. And if anyone says they weren't, they don't know fish and chips.
I had Chinese last night for tea. Nothing compares to the Chinese that you used to get at Mrs. Chang's.
They used to do good fish and chips.
Oh yeah, you had your favourites.
That was the best fish and chip shop, not in Lyttelton, not in Christchurch, not in New Zealand, not in the Southern Hemisphere, the entire universe.